Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf a lesson a day in a few minutes. You're where we're looking at Erevin 87, talking about a balcony and one cutting a square hole of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim in the center and drawing water through this opening. Rav Yochanan said, in the name of Rav Yosef ben Zimmer, Rav Hananya ben Akavya permitted this only for a balcony suspended over the Sea of Tiberias because it has high banks, cities, and karpaths which surround it. Although it is still a karmelis, since it is surrounded by partitions, a minimal correction such as this balcony is sufficient. But for other bodies of water, not Rav Hananya ben Akavya agrees that regular partitions are required for balconies over bodies of water not surrounded by partitions. So the idea of thinking about the balcony, thinking about a high ledge and a high place. Sometimes in life we're privy to the idea, we're privy to the ability to see where Hashem is taking us, to see where Hashem is bringing us, and to see how different life events, life situations, and circumstances play out. They say that hindsight is 20/20, but when we're going through things and when we're facing things as they go through the future, we don't know where it's going to go or where it's going to be. We should try to stand on top of a metaphorical balcony. Try to think about looking at things from a vantage point, looking at things through a greater purpose, a greater reason, events that unfold in our life or in the lives of those around us. How could it be affecting others? How could it be affecting people? What is the deeper meaning of what happened to me? So, or what happened to someone else, or what happened in my own life? Maybe there's a greater puzzle piece. Maybe there's a greater picture. For example, if X happens to someone, God forbid, bad or good, maybe it could affect a greater change in everyone around us. For example, in our own community, our rabbi got injured a few years ago, but there was a huge sense of unity that came about the whole community. If we stood above that metaphorical balcony, we could see maybe on one level what Hashem wanted from us to be, was to be, all be able to come together in unity, to unite for a common purpose, for the common rabbi of the whole community. All the shuls and all the community got together for a whole night of learning, and everybody came together with tefillah. It was a beautiful thing together. Maybe many years ago when Rachmana Litzlan, all those children were brutally kidnapped and murdered, maybe on some level Hashem wanted to see a huge outpouring of love and unity from the whole Bnei Yisrael, the whole Klal Yisrael. Sometimes if we try to think of things, even terrible things, even devastating things, we try to think of things in an overall picture, a greater picture, maybe we could try to see on some level what Hashem wants from us. This whole pandemic here, the craziness and the whole 2020, what did Hashem want from us? What can we see? If we try to look from that balcony, we try to figure out, standing up from that vantage point, what can we try to learn, try to see from the things that are happening around us? If we do so, just as the Gemara talks about a balcony, maybe we could think about using our own balcony in our own lives to try to see what's going around us, what's going on before us or after us, and maybe it could have larger ramifications for us and those around us as well. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 88 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.